Shoo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time and a Half. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hey, Saul, guess what?
What's up?
I wiped my butt!
You wipe your butt?
Wait, what?
My butt's been wiped! My butt's been wiped!
Biden's butt's been wiped.
My butt's been wiped!
Wait, what?
We're going to talk about another one of several of Gaff Biden's latest gaffes. Also, Hasbro thinks every two-year-old is a racist. I'm not kidding. A new series of mandatory critical race theory training for its employees. Project Veritas released undercover footage on some of the training that they're receiving. Dude, the leftist Marxist agenda has sunken its claws into corporate America, folks. We need to wake up. We're going to talk about that. Also, the weekend was the opening of the Woke Summer Olympics. Did you guys watch any of it?
No.
Apparently neither did the rest of America. For the first time in 50 years, they didn't win any medals on the opening day. It was bad. Also, there is a great purge taking place within the Republican Party, and it's beautiful to watch. I think it's time to separate the wheat from the chaff. We're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty
Show.com.
Bye bye bye.
WipeMyButt.com, is that available?
Oh my god. Heidi.
I'm never gonna let that one go.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Oh wow.
I just saw the whole wipe your butt comment. It's causing the big uproar in the wipe the butt world. My kids start school on Monday.
How's that going?
Wait, what?
It's gonna get exciting.
Oh, the next Monday.
Yeah, this upcoming Monday, a week from today.
Oh, nice. Dude, that's August 2nd. That's how crazy. Dude, Monday is August 2nd.
Yep.
This year
is flying.
Flying by.
Flying.
Yeah.
Flying by.
Hey, just a quick service announcement for everybody.
A PSA?
PSA.
A PSA today?
As we talk counterculture, I just got to give a shout out to...
Counter or cancel?
Counter-cancel-culture.
Counter-cancel-culture.
Okay. I got to give a big shout out to Ashley St. Clair, man. She wrote a children's book. It's called Elephants Are Not Birds. So it's a conservative book that basically... It's a battle against the transgender movement, where it's basically like, you're an elephant, I'm a bird. And basically, you know, it's a whole children's illustration. But instead of getting pissy, they wrote a children's book, a conservative children's book.
There's a couple of them out there. We have a few for the girls. Yeah, I mean, too.
And Ben Shapiro, he's taken that to heart. He's making movies now.
Yeah,
the Tuttle Twins have a whole series.
This went mainstream. New York Post covered it. They wanted the fucking canceler. Like this has gone. Crazy.
The one thing that we all have to realize is that cancel culture only works if you care, and I don't care.
Well,
I don't care what they have to say. I don't care.
Well,
what,
Jeremy,
you know?
See, this is the thing. Look, we cannot just say we don't care, because what happens is that they're going to come after you. They're going to come after the regular American when they're going to go after your job. And they're going to say, well, Jeremy needs to be canceled because Jeremy does not want to play and Jeremy doesn't care. That's the problem.
Right. Well,
and that's why we need a counterculture, because there is a push. I mean, guys, they're going after Mr. fucking Potato Head. Aunt Jemima, this is fucking insanity. So we
Wait,
have
what did
to-
Mr. Potato Head do?
Oh,
he's gender fluid now.
Yeah,
he's
just potato. They were trying to can't exactly because Mr. Right, you can't put Mr. in front.
But they have a Mrs. Potato Head too.
It's just one. It's Potato Head, and they have the man stuff and the woman stuff, but it's just called Potato Head.
And you get both the man and the woman stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't buy toys. So.
Is that Hasbro? Is Hasbro do Hasbro? Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head?
That's why I wanted, you know, started off with a little.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Am I treading on things?
No. We can actually get into, and it's all, look,
do
the
you
roots.
Think Mr. Potato's hands can reach back behind his back and wipe his own butt?
Well, no,
he would have to ask Joe Biden.
He wipes from front, from back to front. That's what he's doing.
Oh.
That's the worst feeling.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question for y'all.
Cream cheese on your fucking grunt.
I have a you have issues. I have a question for y'all. Because I may be having to come across this for the first time.
What?
So I'm expecting a resume.
Oh, I thought you about
for somebody who was a biologically born female but identifies as a male.
What bathroom? You
can't discriminate.
So, okay.
That, to me, that's the issue, right? What bathroom?
Okay, so the keys are hanging there, right? So, how do you address it though? So it's for calling. So, like, if somebody calls you and says, "Hello, my name is Fred," but they sound like me.
Well, hello, Fred.
Hello, name is.
I have no problem. If somebody wants to be Beth. Called Fred and they look like a staff, I don't care. You know, that's to me, that's whatever. It's when they start demanding.
You know what's crazy? To where the conservative movement really wants to go, you're not a conservative now because you're like, it doesn't bother me. They do not want anyone. The conservatives now are trying to cancel other conservatives saying you're not really part of our movement because you don't really care. Like you want to be a transgender.
I've seen some of that riff online. There's a lot of people who are, the religious conservatives who are saying, well, you know what, are you really a conservative? Because conservatism means conserving, the country's religion as well. And if you don't want to conserve that, then are you really a conservative? I look, you're not going to be able to please anybody, but we need to make an alliance today. Even liberals need to make an alliance against the onslaught of the leftist movement that is taking over America. So let's get into this. Okay. Hasbro. And now there's something that Project Veritas is doing that, again, to Tim's point, is the counterculture. These guys are making it. And I don't know if you guys watched any of the was it CPAC or the rally that Trump had out in Arizona, and also before that there was I think it was CPAC or whatever, one of those that Charlie Kirk organizations, where what's his name, the guy from Project Veritas, I forget his name,
James O'Keefe
comes out with all the people who have come out and have been whistleblowers to this leftist push, to journalists who are lying, who are news organizations who are caught undercover saying things that, hey, we try to influence this election, we have a narrative, yada yada yada. Well, the latest one is a guy who worked for Hasbro, and I think he was some type of engineer, and what he came out saying is revealed a training video that talked about how kids, 2-year-old kids, need to be trained how to out of their racist nature. I'm not kidding.
Jesus,
yes,
2-year-old.
2-year-olds are not born that way. At two years old, you have no idea what that is. None.
Is that all 2-year-olds, or is that just white 2-year-olds?
White 2-year-olds.
Black
2-year-olds. You made a good point,
white 2-year-olds,
Jeremy. It's white 2-year-old kids. That's all they're targeting. And what they're saying is that white parents need to do something. And what is that something? What do they need to do in order to remove that from their kids? They need to teach their kids at a 2-year-old about how to, I don't know what, bring up minority kids because they are underprivileged. It's weird.
Okay. My 3-year-old son, Connor, was 3 years old, and his best friend was black. Maybe he was 4 years old. Anyways, he was young, right? 3-4 years old. His best friend was black. They were in preschool together. They were like inseparable, these two little boys. Okay. Little white boy, little black boy. Who gives a shit? Do you know, my son came home one day crying. He was so upset. And he's crying, and I go, "Baby, what's wrong?" And he gets in the car, and I mean, he's upset. And the teacher's like, "I don't know what's happened. He's been upset all day." The little boy told him that his parents said because their skin color was different, they couldn't be best friends anymore. Now, my child didn't even get it. He was clueless. He had no idea. He didn't understand. All he knew was he loved this little friend of his. That so what? He was black. Who cares? Like we didn't care. They loved each other. They truly were best buddies. And it was the other parents that taught that and introduced that. How is it that my child made it 3-4 years of his life and didn't understand that he was supposed to see color? It took the other person and the other person's family to bring that to his attention.
So just like anything, racism on any side, whatever, it's taught.
Right. That's my point.
Kids learn it from their parents. If a kid is taught, judge everybody by their character, not by their skin, they will most of the time grow up to do that. If you're told to judge people by their skin color and play victim or whatever, they're going to do that because that's what they've been taught. And then they look for it.
Right.
They don't look and say, well, okay. I'm not saying it doesn't happen because we know in some instances it does happen. You can't deny that it doesn't. But 99% of the time, if you got turned over for a job, it wasn't because your skin color, 99% of the time, because you weren't the best. Just because your skin color or your ethnicity or whatever does not dictate if you're the best.
Right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And look,
the best here, engineers, you know what I mean?
The worst thing you can do to a kid, to a child, is tell them, hey, you're already a failure or you already have setbacks just because that's the worst thing you can do. Even if it's true, you're already setting that kid back, you know, mentally. And that's in my opinion, sometimes that even you kill somebody, you kill somebody's spirit, you kill somebody's outlook on life. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's coming from their own parents. So, and again, this is the leftist movements that have, again, they have their claws in every aspect of our lives. I mean, I cannot be on social media anymore and not see this filth. It's you know, like, seriously, I was watching some TikTok lives the other day, and the comments, you know, people who would join, they comment, and three out of five comments are, what are your pronouns? What are your pronouns? What are your pronouns? This is what, you know, the next generation of Americans is worried about, is what somebody's pronouns are. And I'm looking at them. At first I'm thinking, are these people real? No, but they're asking that so that they can call them and say, oh, well, you know, she or he. It's like, what? This is the where they want to, the cause they want to die on. And look, I'm going to go on a fun little monologue here, but it reminded me so much of this. There's an analogy. I don't know if it exists in English, but in Spanish, there's this saying, and I think it's a great analogy to the leftist causes that I think have become cancerous to our modern society. And again, I don't know if this is exists in English, but the story is there's a fly standing on the head of an ox, and you know, the fly is just chilling there on a hot sunny day. Butterfly comes along and asks, "Hey, how's it going?" And without skipping a beat, the fly wipes the sweat off his brow, and he's like, "Can't you see? We're working out here. You know, we're working our butts off plowing this field. How insensitive of you!" Right? To me, that's the modern left, always trying to relate to the plight of the immigrant, the black, or whatever the latest oppressed group to support is. You know, what? Stop Asian Hate or Free Palestine. These are the leftist causes. They're obsessed with this, but it is leftism underneath the blankets. You know what I mean? And so you just got to dig a little deeper and you're going to find it. That's why you're going to see them put a black square on their social media, or a rainbow for Pride Month, or a hands up, don't shoot gesture. Just this is what they do. Or, you know, attend those climate change rallies that they go to where they leave all the fucking garbage outside. In my opinion, they're like that lazy ass fly, thinking that if they just sit on top of any cause while they neglect their own responsibilities to do their part to better their own lives, they will somehow be redeemed of their shortcomings. They abdicate themselves from real responsibility because blaming the rich white man is easier than acknowledging their poor choices in life. I'm sorry, I'm getting preachy here, but I need to say this. Choices like majoring in gender studies or choosing career over family, And they become indignant on behalf of meaningless causes while they ride on the backs of hardworking Americans. And this is why I get passionate. I get angry about this. And I always say, wake up, America. It's time to shake off these freeloaders of society because they don't speak for you. And I love what Ron DeSantis said. I think it was today or yesterday, talking about people who still want to fucking keep lockdowns in the country. And he says, get back to work. Oh, God. I was like, yes, Ron DeSantis, get your ass back to work. Stop with this fucking, we're concerned about people. So fuck you. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're fake. You're faking this, you know, and again, it's just leftist dogma, leftist bullshit propagated throughout years in college and indoctrination factories.
It's communism. Straight up. It's communism. The term leftist is done. This is communist shit. All right. This has been the plan for years. This is not a new thing. The colonization and America's imperialism and, you know, we're colonizers and indigenous people need their land back. This has been in the works since the 60s. And the way they were going to turn America communist was using race. That was their biggest thing, but they knew they couldn't just use the minorities. They had to also get the allies involved, right? Mm-hmm. There's a great documentary from a guy. His name is, it's not a documentary. Back in the 60s, he was doing TV shows. The guy's name is G. Edward Griffin. Look it up on YouTube. G. Edward Griffin, More Deadly Than War, The Communist Revolution in America. And he breaks it all down. And there's four pillars. He's like, there's nonviolent and there's violent. And he's like, and what they're planning to do here in America is use the, you know, they have their nonviolent ways of doing things, you know, how they want to get things done through protest and climate change. Because they said at the left, even in the 60s, was going further left to meet the, you know, to meet the agenda, right? Where they would say, oh, this is the problem, you know, and then you look at it and they would try to pass laws to make it work, but they never fixed the problem. They just added more government back in the day to fix the problem, right? And they kept going and they kept going. And then he's like, then there's the violent aspect. He's like, they have actors on both sides where, you know, blacks will get upset about something, you know, whatever. And then whites will come in and cause the chaos so that there's friction between the whites and the blacks, but it's really the same organizations going at it and being funded by the same people. But, you know, and we see that today. You're seeing it with the LGBTQ, BLM, and Antifa, and the Sunrise. They've infiltrated everything from colleges and minority neighborhoods and wealthy white kids.
Even religious institutions, dude.
Institutions.
They've
infiltrated everything.
Yes, it's scary.
Has been the plan.
I saw some of that documentary. That's talk that he gave. It's really good. And like Tim says, I think he foreshadowed a lot of stuff that we're seeing today.
Word for word.
One thing though that I did want to mention and that could be the silver lining in all this and maybe the what they were not expecting. And I think it's making itself evident today. And I see this in the Latino community. I see this specifically in Florida. Because what's happening is that I saw this TikTok video of this, who's a black Cuban. I think, Tim, you were talking about this or somebody was telling me about this. And I recently saw it on TikTok. And it was this black Cuban guy who, you know, was confronting a black from America, you know, and the guy was calling him, racist and all this and all that. And he's like, what are you talking about? You know, he's like shares the same color. And he's like, I wasn't a slave. I never received it. I never experienced that. I'm in America. This is a beautiful country. And he loves this country who gave him freedom, something that he couldn't get in Cuba. And so I think, you know, maybe they weren't counting on that because one of the things that's unique about America, you know, where socialism has worked in a lot of countries, they've pretty much been homogenous. And what they've done is they have created like a class warfare type of thing. And that's how people, they were able to gain power, because they said, look, the lower classes are being ruled by, you know, by the elite, and therefore the proletariat and the lowers need to rebel. And that's how they've been able to create revolutions. Well, in America, it's very diverse. So who are you going to say is oppressing you? Is it the white Latino or you know what I'm saying? Like, and who's being oppressed? The black Latino from the white Latino, or from the white, you know who? And so, and look, I think what he said in that speech or that talk that he gave is very true. But one thing, and one of America's greatest strengths, is that it has become a melting pot. And it is, and I think one of the strongest allies that freedom loving people will find are Latinos, because Latinos are very conservative in their values. And I think they're waking up to the lies that they were sold for a long time. Again, I'm seeing a lot of Latinos be vocal. I think it was a lie that Arizona went blue. It's a lie, folks. I think more Hispanics voted for Trump than in the history of the Republican Party, dude. I think that he blew it out of the water.
So to that point, like, even today, it was either today or yesterday, the Cubans had a big march on DC. They were out in front of the White House.
They're still there, Tim. They're still there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about, this wasn't 100, thousands. When you talk about marches and protests, and what happened was, I saw a video where a left wing journalist tried getting to the front, tried to record it. They kicked them out. They said, They were screaming "Libertad, Libertad," and the guy's trying. He's like, "Nah, homie." He's like, "You're exactly what's wrong. This is, you're Cuba, and this is what we're fighting. You will spin this and say that we want COVID." He's like, "No, we want freedom. This ain't about COVID. This is about freedom. It's about getting rid of communism, and it's about freeing our families that couldn't come to this country." And then when you have Mayorkas come out and say, "If you come from Cuba right now, you ain't allowed in the country. But if you come from the southern border, we'll let anybody in." And he's like, "That's bullshit." Mm-hmm. And they're fuming. And you know what the response has been from the Democratic Party? This shouldn't even be about politics. It should be about what's right. Basically, they were like, "We'll increase the staff in the embassy. Yeah, we know it's an issue, but you know, we want to try to get you COVID vaccines." Like, this ain't about vaccines. They do not want to address the actual issue. And then when they take responsibility, say, "Yeah, it's America," you know, when the government says, "Yeah, we know it's America's problem, you know, because we did the embargoes." No, the embargoes aren't the problem, homie. Because if you lift the embargoes, you're just going to make the government that much stronger, and they're going to keep the people oppressed. We want the regime out. We want communism out, and help us restore a democrat, exactly this government.
So what can America do to help get rid of communism in Cuba?
Bankrupt them. Don't make the sanctions worse. Mm-hmm. Hold them accountable for the human rights violations, for cutting off the internet. Supply them.
You know,
some of them actually want the military to get involved. And they're like, "We can't."
Look, DeSantis said something that you know, because right now, the information coming out of Cuba is very powerful, right? Because an image is worth a thousand words, folks. It always have been. You know, you think of Tiananmen Square, where, you know, that, you know, the lone Chinese guy standing in front of a freaking tank, you know, that shook the world. And communist regimes know this. And so that's why the regime in Cuba stopped the internet. Because they didn't want these images to get out. Because look what it created. It's creating people to go out to their elected officials and say, "Look, what are we going to do? We need to do something." Or at least it stops Biden from being able to funnel money, you know, because what they'll say is, "Oh, no, we're going to provide help." That money, all that money fucking stays with the government. This is what it is. Whenever the United States sends money to these third world countries, It's kept by the people in charge. It just keeps them in power. That's all it's doing. And so when people say, well, no, we need to impose, you know, or we need to remove the embargoes, and we need to have more, you know, trade agreements with these countries because look at their suffering. It's like, no, And Cubans have come out and said this. They're like, our own government is not letting us have our own land. They don't let us create our own, grow our own food, have our own, sell our own food. They don't let us do that. That's not the United States. That's their own government who prevents people from being able to do just the essentials. You know what I'm saying? And so I get what you're saying, Jeremy. Military intervention sometimes, a lot of times hasn't worked in the world. I get that. American men and women have died. And many of these countries eventually end up being ungrateful. I'm looking at you, Korea. I'm sorry, South Korea. Ungrateful motherfuckers. American soldiers died to keep that country free. And you have these fucking brats creating videos, making fun of the United States. Fuck you. I'm so angry at the. And again, this is why I always say ingratitude is one of the worst characteristics in human beings. Fucking ungrateful. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I mean, and we got, I will say that I stand for the people trying to fight for Cuba and get their freedom.
Yeah.
But my number one priority here is my country right now, because
exactly
it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening
and
here.
I got to be conscious and I got to throw you my support, but you're I need right. my politicians.
I agree.
I need my elected officials in DC not to write a letter and talk about how great Cuba is. And we step. No, no, no. That's great. You did that. But the shit that's going on right now in this country that you could have stopped and you allowed big tech and everybody and you're in bed with them.
That they could still
databases,
stop.
The
fucking January 6th committee.
Crazy.
The January 6th committee today is a fucking lie. The Democratic Party, Jeremy, today, they just started there. Tomorrow, they start the hearings for their committee because they're going to look into the January 6th and who was involved. And this is what their biggest issue is today. This is what they're focusing on. Not that the southern border is being, there's an invasion happening, folks. Right. Not that these states are trying to lock down. And let's get into this conversation, because the next wave of lockdowns are coming, folks. They're coming because America is following Europe's steps right now. And Europe is pushing to lock down their people. But remember what originally was the reason why they were going to lock down. 15 days to slow the spread. Why? So that hospitals would not be overwhelmed. We remember this, guys, and we all agreed. OK, cool. So hospitals are not overwhelmed. 15 days lockdown, stop the spread. Everybody did it. Here we are a year and a half later. And it hasn't. And these people. So the new wave is going to be unvaccinated. Now that's the enemy. Oh, you're unvaccinated? Or you're still a threat to me because, you could still spread it. What? This is the insanity. And this is what Republicans. And I still hear them to this day today. What's her name? The former press secretary of Donald Trump coming out and saying,
McEnany.
McEnany, go ahead. You guys should be taking the vaccine. You don't have to, but you should. You know what? I say, fuck you. No, we're not taking it. Even Trump in his speech in Phoenix, a lot of people started booing when he said it. And he said, look, you don't have to take it. But, so this is, to me, again, is proof. That when people talk about the Republicans being in a cult and they're just going to follow their leader blindly. No, here's one issue that divides us from Trump. I'm not going to take this vaccine, because in my opinion, from all these leftists, if they really believe that the unvaccinated were a danger to the vaccinated, they would seal the southern border today because they're letting in thousands of people who are unvaccinated, but they don't. So fuck them and their fucking lies. It is lies, folks, because if it's true, if you can save one life, seal that goddamn border. But it's not, because it's not World War Z. It's not people dying left and right. It's a 99.9% survival rate. Fuck you and your vaccinated bullshit.
100%. And when you bring that argument up to people, they go, no. They need to come here because they're oppressed and climate change is why they're leaving, South America.
Climate
fuck
change.
You. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck your communist fucking ideology. I'm done with this shit. Yeah. I'm done with it. When people want to hang out, I want to start implementing a plan. I'm not going to hang out with people that are vaccinated. I don't want to hang out with you.
I heard somewhere
because you're looking at me like in California. Yeah. I sent you guys that article. California is going to start having people wear stickers to say that they're vaccinated. This is dangerous what was shit, that on guys.
The city Fuck city that. Workers. Well, who was that?
So first, city. It was Los Angeles, I believe it was. They're gonna Southern Cal. They're gonna start issuing stickers for people to wear. City workers that are vaccinated.
Oh yeah. So if you don't want to wear a mask, you have to wear stickers saying you're vaccinated or proving that you're vaccinated. But then, or whatever.
They moved the goalpost and said every employee, every state and city employee has to be vaccinated by a certain date or risk losing your job, or you have to get tested every week. You have to get tested every week and it's on your dime.
You have to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
New York City did the same thing, right? Today, de Blasio announced it, that all New York City employees. Okay. Now, kicking the dick. A year ago, we all said this would never happen. It's conspiracy theory, right? Joe Biden came out today and said to the person asking him a question, you know, I've known you for years. You're a real pain in my neck, right? When Donald Trump would get pissed, you're a fucking nasty person, but Biden's allowed to say it. Okay. Okay. And he goes, yeah, the VA, it's like 115,000 employees in 8 weeks have to be employed or they're fired.
Vaccinated.
Uh-oh. Hey, vaccinated. The girls may be, the girls may not have a father soon.
Vaccinated. 8 weeks.
He works for the VA.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying that to be cruel.
Is the first federal government anti-vax? Or a federal?
Huh?
Is he anti the vaccine?
He wasn't, I don't think he's ever gotten his flu shot. He wasn't, well, he definitely wasn't going to do the COVID shot.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Polio? I'll get that because you know why?
We're talking about real.
That's been around fucking 120
that's
years.
That's real.
That killed the measles, millions. The mumps. Yeah. I'll agree with that. The flu? No, that's a cold. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Bronchitis, you know, all that shit? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. If I had a kid, I wouldn't have him get the fucking, the chlamydia, what is the HPV? I wouldn't have my kid. I fucked enough girls without a rubber and don't got HPV.
Jesus Christ.
You're too old to get the HPV.
No, but I'm saying as a kid, I would never have my kid get the HPV virus thing. Fuck that. You ain't going to die from HPV.
Do you know what HPV is?
Yeah, it's a fucking pussy thing.
Okay. Hello. It's the prerequisite to cancer, cervical cancer.
You can be sprayed with cancer.
It's. Okay. No, it's herpes.
That's what they tell you.
Tim's
the herpes of the bad.
Hey, herpes, ladies, keep be aware, warts. Ladies.
Be please, aware, ladies. When Timmy's out in public, just yeah, there you go.
If you love it, glove it. All right, no. I saw this thing that said, I saw this thing, this opinion piece that talked about the unvaccinated men. The sperm is the new Bitcoin because it's going to be in high demand when the zombie outbreak happens from this fucking vaccine.
Farts now. I read this weekend. Okay.
Farts.
That in Australia, they did a thing and they said that farting can cause COVID because it can cause it. COVID
can
be in your air
it can
that you
spread.
Fart.
You can spread COVID.
You're kidding. Right?
I'm dead serious. And
oh my God, I totally Wuhan'd everybody in Home Depot the other day.
So the California fires, Jesus. They're saying, oh, fires can also spread
crop dusting.
I'm done with this shit. I'm done.
What's the thinking behind fires?
Because let's say your house, right, had COVID in it and it burns. And now did you fart again?
No, I didn't fart, I promise.
The fire and the winds can now take the COVID from your house and spread it all through. And then when somebody coughs into that wind, it's sending it to SoCal. And then their winds are sending it to Phoenix.
So the COVID virus can withstand temperatures of up to 450 degrees and then spread.
The same people that said that if you have a dick
right there,
you can pee in the women's bathroom.
Oh yeah. Did you hear about that salon that?
Oh yeah. We've been talking about it.
Yeah. Mm.
I got an idea real quick when it comes to that. I'm going to create an idea. This is my new idea. I'm not going to call it a men's bathroom or a women's bathroom. I'm going to draw a dick and a pussy. If you have a pussy, you go into this bathroom. If you have a dick, you go into this one. Done. There you go. I'm not saying that you're a male or female. I'm saying if you have this body part, you go here. If you have this body part, you go there. Done.
So would you draw
how do you
the balls
argue with that?
With hair or
one with hair and one without?
Yeah,
one with and one without.
One long strand, one long cube.
Would they be
one
veiny or to the
point? Oh my God!
Curved no, to the right.
Just one with and one without.
Seriously, a dick and a vagina is not gender neutral. I mean, that's gender fluid. It's pretty simple. Do you have a dick or vagina? That's it. If you have a dick, you go here. I don't care what you wear on your head and what you dress with. If you have a dick, you go piss in that bathroom. If you have a fucking pussy, you go in that one and fucking squat down and wipe that shit. That's
so
it.
So technically you don't blame them today, because today, you know, the girl's wearing a dress or a skirt. So if the guy's wearing a skirt, you'd allow that technically.
Well, if you don't know they're a fucking man, like, I don't look at everybody and be like, I don't look at every female, I'd be like, that's a dude. Unless it's like, you know, obvious, right?
But, Adam's apple.
Yeah, but I'm not saying, but you got to sit there and stare at that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Most of the time, you don't know it's a tranny until it's too late, you know? And the pants come down, you're like, da-da, da-da.
Da-da-da. Da-da. So all over the world, you know, this whole COVID thing, you know, I love seeing it, because protests all over the world this weekend, from, you know, England, Italy, everywhere, France, where else in the world? I saw a bunch of TikToks.
Amsterdam, Ireland.
Yeah, let me see if I can show you the
entire fucking world.
Yeah, let me show you this one here, because I think the world sees a new wave of lockdowns for what they are, which is a power grab by these freaking communist hungry governments.
Well, and the other main thing is,
well, is it communist hungry, yeah, or is it just power hungry? No,
power.
They want to control. They want the control.
But it's, but it, well, but it, yeah, is, I guess, to communism.
The point, right? The control is the basic.
The government. And
once they have control over you, they can then basically implement.
Well, they can tell you everything you need,
which is more control.
The biggest concern is mandatory vaccinations and the vax passport. Because, see, what people don't realize is that in China, they have that social credit score. So with the vax passport, that is the first step towards implementing that CCP social reward system, right? Where your score goes up based on, oh, if the government said, oh, you vaxxed, are you this? Do you have pronouns? Do you have that? So they're using your medical to create this. And now they have access to everything and they can grade you. Like, oh, if you have a 749, oh, you're not hireable. You could be fired. You could be reprimanded by your company. You know what I mean? So you're giving
China.
Yeah, dude. This is the shit that people don't realize. Because you know what China doesn't have? Fucking concerned with.
You know what China doesn't have? Well, Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Right. But
Look,
this is dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Well, what's dangerous is if we're just relying on that, because I think we have to fight this on multiple fronts, because
of course,
because they're going to come to our weapons, but they're not going to come for the weapons directly. What they're going to say, and you're seeing it today, like the January 6th panel or committee, who's now going to look into extremism. You guys remember the whole Facebook came out, and you know, I was telling you, I've seen it on TikTok all day, or social media, where people were posting, you know, and even we got it, a statement that says, are you concerned that your family member or friends are becoming extremist, right? And if you would have followed all the links that Facebook provided, eventually, ultimately, it would have led you to a site that showed you how to identify far right extremists. And I'm not making this shit up, folks. This was direct. If you would have followed the links, it would have led you to a site that said, this is how you recognize far right extremists, not far left, not anybody else, only far right.
Far right.
And this is coordinated because the White House, remember, folks, they are now deeming that white supremacy is the biggest threat to America since whatever, the Civil War, Biden's favorite, you know, comparison. So they're doing this shit, and it is coordinated, it's strategic. They're doing this in order to come after your guns, because once they deem you a threat, not just to yourself, to your family, to your country, then they're going to be justified. And to Tim's point, where the video that of that guy where he's giving that lecture, one of the things that he also mentions is that they're going to create this amount of chaos, and you see it with Antifa. And you see it with all these other groups, and they will create this chaos where people are going to be clamoring for order. And so people are going to be willingly giving up their rights for peace, for order. And they're going to say, you know what? It's so much chaos. There's so much violence. Let's give up this right just so that we can have peace. Because ultimately, they understand that human beings crave peace and more than they do freedom. They crave more security, then they crave freedom. This is the natural state of humans, you know, because if you tell somebody, hey, I'll take care of you, but you know what I mean? I will pay your bills and have a place for you. And you just got to do this work for me, or you're free to go out and figure out your way in life. Most people will choose, well, you know what? I'll just be here where I can, you don't have to worry about, you know, I'll just do this little task and I'm going to do this and not have to worry about now I have to create a life for myself. They're not like you, Jeremy, where, you know, they're going to be out there and create a life for themselves. Most people want to be taken care of. That's the natural state of humans. And that's why for a long time, there's been dictatorships and, you know, barbarism.
This is why they tried to drug the kids with fentanyl and all this, because if you weaken their minds and make them reliant on drugs and everything, you can manipulate them. Dude, a lot of these kids that are fucking doing crazy shit, a lot of them are drug addicts. There are a lot of them on fentanyl. Okay. And that's why that's like the big drug. That's why they
hate. What kids are you talking about? Like Antifa?
Yeah. A lot of these fucking suburban white kids that are sitting out there, judge for all this shit. Most of them are all fucking drugged up.
Okay.
They all fucking smoke fentanyl. I know because I met a bunch of them. You know what I mean?
And you guys remember when recently saw the movie, what is it? Gladiator. And there's a scene where Commodus says, this was, you know, this is known throughout history that this is what the Romans did to keep people entertained. And you remember that scene, are you not entertained? Mm-hmm. And why did the Romans do that to keep people unaware of the state that they were in and the dictatorship that they lived under, right? And so this is what we today in the modern world is happening. People are becoming entertained, you know, with video games, with sports, with this and that. And they're just keeping people exactly distracted. And somebody made a comparison on TikTok the other day because the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship.
NBA championship.
And they were showing, you know, all these people out in Minnesota celebrating. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They were celebrating their victory. But then they show the day that they were going to be implementing whatever, some form of lockdown, nobody in the streets. And it was a great analogy because I think about it. I'm like, oh, my God, this makes so much sense that they keep people busy, entertained with shit while they're pulling away your rights. And you're like, well, you know, that's not important. I'm not even going to worry about it. I don't care. Well, this I don't care mentality is what's allowing these people to gain more and more power. Yep.
Well, think about LA last year, right? The Dodgers won the World Series and the Lakers won the NBA championship, right? Mm. Both are in lockdown. And when they won their championships, everybody was celebrating and they were rioting, doing their shit. But everyone's like, oh yeah, they're happy. They needed this outlet because of systemic racism and Donald Trump's a fascist and this, that, and the third, you know, all the shit they've been saying for the last 4 years, right? So they use that as the excuse, but then they all go back home wearing their mask and they're like, oh yeah, I don't want to be around people. What?
Like, yeah,
they
so
use the excuse because they can relate because they think they are the LA Dodgers. They think they are the Phoenix Suns. Or the Milwaukee Bucks or the New York Mets or the Yankees. They feel that I got pride in my team. They represent me. So when they win, I want to go out and represent them. They win, I win, right? Because I'm associated to them. When the government says, hey, you might die. Oh, the government, okay. Government said to go. I got to listen to them because they would not lie to me. That's what a lot of people feel. The government would not lie to me and say, you need to go inside because, you know, a package that comes into your house might contain COVID. And that PCR test that everybody knew was full of shit that they finally,
PCR.
The coronavirus test that they're using to, you know, gauge, you know, the virus. The CDC actually revoked the emergency use for that PCR test because guess what? They couldn't determine if it was the fucking flu or COVID.
The Delta variant.
All of it. Oh, yeah. They realized that this shit couldn't. So George, so ironically, though, this came 2 days after George Soros and Bill Gates bought a company that specifically do all this kind of work.
Yeah, this is looking more and more coordinated. This is
dude,
a move.
This is.
I saw
destruction of America was going, through this,
and it's
shit.
Not just America, man. This is the world. That's why I love seeing, you know, countries like England. Let me show you guys this video. This is the first video I'm going to show you, and this one gives me hope because I want you guys to notice if you guys see it out in the crowd, but it's beautiful. I'm like, I love it. I love it. I love it. Watch this.
France is going nuts, dude.
I'm going to play a good portion of this because it's worth watching. Makes me happy. Let me turn this up.
Here we go.
Watch out in the crowd. What do you see out there? This is in England, folks. You won't see this in the news.
No, they can't show you that. Because when the numbers don't go up, COVID's a bunch of bullshit. BLM riot, though, they'd be fucking putting that shit all over the place.
But January 6th, folks. this is what most peacefully loving people write. They're tired.
Yeah. January 6th, an insurrection. That not one person has been charged with an insurrection. Can't be an insurrection then.
Look at that. That's a river of people, an ocean.
Yeah.
I love it, and I love the Trump flag out there. And a no to vaccine sign. Yes, Brits. Amen.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any masks either.
No. They're protesting the whole bullshit.
Anti-vax and wear a mask. It just doesn't. Yeah.
Anti-vax or anti-mask?
Both. They're done with the bullshit. They're done with the lies. It was all a lie, folks, from the beginning. We should have never.
This is in France, obviously.
No, this is England.
England.
So in France, France, Italy, and all that, they had their protests. But in France, they actually stormed the town hall in Paris. And they took out fucking Macaroni's fucking picture and everything. They were fucking stomping on. They broke windows. They had a sewage truck go through spraying into his fucking house, bro.
That's gross.
They hate this motherfucker. They put a fucking thing up. They put a billboard up of him dressed as fucking Hitler with the vaccines, fucking selling the vaccines and shit. Oh yeah,
Macron?
France ain't fucking around, homie.
Let me show you. Good. Let me show you France. Again,
Trump 2024.
Yeah, exactly. That's
wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if Trump wins in 2024? He'll be the first president to be elected three times.
I hope he doesn't fucking run. I hope he doesn't fucking run.
I hope he does.
Right.
I would vote for him. Hell yeah. The only one freaking has the balls, man. These people.
I went DeSantis.
The reason why DeSantis, we're going through all this is because he didn't have the fucking balls to tell fucking Fauci to fuck off.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
You're right.
Vaccine
so right now,
salesman.
I love seeing the world united against the stupidity, you know. And I saw a funny TikTok that references the world united against idiots. And I want to show you this one. Watch this. You guys remember this video?
Sorry.
Yeah, you guys remember? Watch.
Yeah.
Watch this. Me and my 1,100 followers looking for that. No, but the reason I find this funny is, again, the people are fighting against this insanity of, you know, oh, we're going to be a world. And this is going to my point of the one world order bullshit, because this is what people are pushing for. And if you look at some of these comments, that this is what I wanted to show you guys. A lot of people are, you know, from everywhere responding. Australia has joined you in your search for this. Canada has joined you in your search. Netherlands has joined you in your search for that. You can't see it.
The fact that the mom was just sitting there watching. Yeah.
She's a communist. Exactly. She hates this country.
They need. So obviously.
Call them what they are.
Like a security camera or a Ring doorbell or something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So most likely that mother and that kid live in that neighborhood.
Yes.
Somebody has to be able to identify her. They should put her name out on blast saying, this is the kind of person that Susie Q is raising. and just put her, you know,
we have a different
canceler, right, I guess, right? Isn't that what we do now?
We actually had a new movement in this new modern conservative era. When we see shit like that, oh, they're getting doxxed now. There's no like, oh, we'll vote them out. No. We put these motherfuckers' information just like they do to us. We fight fire with fire because you know what? Commies don't play fair. Right. You know how you beat a communist? You fucking beat them at their own game. Put that shit right down their fucking throats. You want to fucking fight? You want to fight with fists? I'll come with fists. You want to come with a gun? I'll come with a gun. You better fucking kill me after that. That's how you have to fight them. The fucking communist takeover.
And I love seeing, again, the world united against this idiocy, because another thing that in that video that you see is the video before this one that I was showing you is, you know, a lot of patriotism. And if you look at the rest of the videos from France, from everywhere, everybody's waving their flag. They're not waving the United Nations flag. You know, they're waving their flags. And that's a beautiful thing to watch. People who love their country and want to preserve their country. To me, that's conservatism. To me, you want to conserve things that have worked for a long time. And that's why this is not about health. I love seeing videos from people who are like, why is it so hard to fucking put on a mask? Why are you guys complaining? You guys are such snowflakes. This is talking about, you know, liberals talking about conservatives. Yeah. Why are you guys such pussies? You guys can't put on a mask. And the irony that they fail to see is that conservatives are not just fighting this fight for themselves. They're fighting it for those same idiots who would be the first to go when government comes knocking at your door to force you to do shit. So that's why I love seeing a backbone in a lot of these conservatives. Rand Paul is one of those. Rand Paul confronted Dr. Fauci and basically wants him to get arrested. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I'm going to play the video and then we'll talk about it. But this is going to lead me to talk about conservatives right now. Have realized that this is a dog, you know, this is a battle that we're going to have, and it's not going to be pretty. We've been trying to do this civilized. It's not working. We're going to have to get in the mud. We're going to have to get dirty with these motherfuckers. And that's why I love what Rand Paul said. You got to fucking put fear in this motherfucker. He can't continue doing this shit and say, oh yeah, no lockdowns. And you need to think about what you're doing, Fauci. Okay. Because you've ruined a lot of people's lives. How many, what is the suicide rate number how high has it skyrocketed? Why won't we talk about that? Fucking evil. But let me play this. Dr. Fauci being confronted by Rand Paul. Beautiful. Oh, shit. Hold on. Damn it. I always hate this shit.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a 5-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals, but not humans, to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014.
I'm just going to play Fauci's response because right away he gets upset.
He was shaking, bro. he was shaking.
It's beautiful.
But real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The end. I mean, I'm going to wait to the end, but the end, the true end is the best part. If you actually play the whole thing,
I might
Rand
forward
Paul's
it.
Response to Fauci.
I might forward it to the end. But let me go here, and I'm just going to play Fauci because right off the gate, you can tell he's angry.
Oh, he's
angry about this. And to me, look, what and just to prepare you for what he's going to say, listen to that knowing that he's talking to an eye surgeon, okay? Rand Paul is not an idiot. Man. Doctor, right. Rand Paul is not some moron, you know, like the typical fucking politician, lifelong politician. This guy had a career. This guy
went
had
to school.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and he went to school for a long time, especially way longer than fucking Fauci. And so when Dr. Fauci says the things that he says, he's saying it to somebody who can't. You just don't say those things. Okay, so let me just play it.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Microphone.
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. So what was, let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans, right. You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
I like how he gets like,
okay, you get NIH, one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to, well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did
I
come
can,
from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
one is
molecularly
alleging that those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That
you
is
can't
not
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in SARS-CoV-2.
Those caused the pandemic.
Paul,
we're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying.
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
I love it. Okay, so
they didn't have the best part in that. Rand Paul, after he says that, Rand Paul, he just opens up his water and he drinks it with his pinky out and just looks at him. So he was like, fuck you, I got you, bitch. Because he knew he was lying.
Yeah, so he's trying to pull a Bill Clinton, right? It depends on what your definition of is.
Yes, wait, exactly.
What? Yeah.
Wait, exactly. What?
Democrats lie. Communists lie.
He's a fucking weasel. Because to your point, Jeremy, he's playing a game here. Because what I like that Rand Paul did is what he was basically throwing him his own definition of what gain of function is. So while Fauci is right, we don't know, right? It can't be proven if this derived from that up to this point. But Rand Paul saying it could. And you were studying that you were, you know, why the fuck is the United States funding Chinese labs? Why the fuck?
Why are we buying stuff?
The
from
same
them?
Reason why the DOJ let the fucking three Chinese fucking students that were CCP spies or whatnot off the hook. They got caught last year doing shit and done. We're not going to investigate them. We're not going to investigate Cuomo and all that. No, but we're going to investigate grandma at the fucking January 6th fucking insurrection. Yeah.
Well, here's my thing. As soon as because the Republicans are going to get back into power right now, the Democrats are panicking. I think 18 states. Oh, no, the Republicans are doing in the states that they need to. They're passing laws to fix this election crap. And I think when they come into power, I hope that they drag all these fucking people, and they do. But I fear that they won't because they want to play this. Oh, no.
They have no balls.
Yes. I'm so fucking tired of that.
They need to get the fuck. You know who they need to bring in? They need to get Gates. They need to put fucking Soros in there. They need to put the fucking leader of the bitch that ran BLM. All these cunts. Yep. I want to know who is donating to you. Who is funding you? Even the Sunrise Movement. What's going on here? These communist fucking organizations I want to see on the fucking hill lying and go to fucking jail. Because the only way you could beat communism, you got to get rid. You have to root these motherfuckers out.
Right. That's why I think that I think if Trump wins, if he runs again and he wins, I think he would have learned his lesson. And I think the first thing that he would do is he would fucking clean house, because he's going to come in with a different perspective. And he's going to say, I'm going to serve one term, fucking every leadership in fucking intelligence today out. Fucking clean house. There is so much fucking corruption. These people are sleeping with each other. Fucking, I'm talking about people in intelligence agencies fucking married and with having affairs with fucking people in Congress. These people are literally in bed with each other, folks. It's disgusting. And that's why I think he learned his lesson. I think he's going to come back a different man. And he's going, if he was deadly the first time, believe me, this is the second time around. I think it'll be much different. And there's going to be a cleansing. There's going to be a coming to Jesus moment.
He's going to have fucking, he's going to have his son-in-law fucking helping him. He's going to have fucking Kaylee back in there. The same people that everybody loved for a long time, they're the ones who fucking point him in the wrong direction.
Maybe. But I don't see anybody else.
General Flynn still sticks up for that motherfucker, and he fucked him. Roger Stone still sticks up to him, and they fucked him.
Yeah, I think
takes the fall for this fucking guy.
I think what everybody happens again fall. Is he couldn't come in and just fucking do a bunch of shit initially.
I think the president of the United States, you do whatever the fuck you want.
You could have put
your people in charge of the FBI. You know what, Chris Wray and all that? I'm gonna clean your ass out because you guys are all dirty with this fucking steel dossier.
But see, he miscalculated there because he was thinking that truth would prevail and that decency would win. And I think this is where
McConnell.
Yes, exactly. All these people who betrayed him, I think. And that's why I love that he hasn't given up campaigning. I don't see any outside of maybe DeSantis. I don't see any other Republican doing this, bro. Trump could have gone back home and said, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck all this bullshit. I'm done.
It's all his ego. That's it.
But bro, he's going out and doing the right things, man. I'm telling you, nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is calling out the bullshit. I mean, I did see.
Why is he not? Let me ask you this. He's got $325 million in fucking contributions, and the guy's a billionaire. All those political fucking prisoners in fucking jail from the insurrection that nobody's been charged for an insurrection. How come he hasn't bailed anybody out or paid for their fucking lawyers? They went there for him. The Democrats bailed out fucking BLM protesters.
Tim, how much have you donated?
We do this show and I talk about it.
Bro, I mean, he's out there talking about it.
He's not talked about that January 6th fucking bullshit and those people sitting in jail. He's not even mentioned them once.
He did. He did on his rally. He did.
Ashley Babbitt. No, he mentioned Ashley Babbitt because everybody wants to know who killed her. That's it.
Look, I think Trump is trying to play a game here because he's got to be a politician at the same time. You can't just come out and say, "Oh, I'm gonna fucking do all this bullshit." He wouldn't be able to win because people would say, "Ah,
see, why we're in this position where we're in."
What issue that we're in?
Fucking the vaccine Nazi bullshit. The fucking all this shit.
I think it would have happened. I think he slowed it down. I think we would have been far more in if somebody else like a Mitt Romney or Hillary Clinton would have been there.
His ego is the reason why he's like, yeah, I'm the one who got the. It would have taken 5 years. Good, let it take fucking 5 years to develop a vaccine.
Right. Not
30 days.
I'm not somebody here who's gonna stand here and I'm not with the conservative movement who says, "Oh, I'm gonna get the vaccine, I'm gonna become a zombie." I think that's silly. I think that's the equivalent of people who are saying, "Oh, you need to fucking mask or you're gonna kill me." And then there's the conservatives on the extreme conservatives who are like, "Oh, you get the mask, you're gonna become a zombie." Okay, there's crazy extremists. Okay, on both sides, and I think a middle of the line is that. Now I like. That at least McEnany came out and say, "Look, I'm going to take it. My whole family took it, but you have the liberty." Democrats aren't saying that. Democrats are saying we need to go into people's houses and drag them out of their house and make them take it.
Cuomo today,
yeah,
Cuomo today said, "We got to throw them in the car." What? Get the fuck out of here.
So there's a difference, and I don't think anybody else who would have been there would have done anything different. I think it would have, if anything, he has slowed this shit down because communism. Again, it's infiltrated every aspect of our lives. That wasn't Trump. It wasn't. And
he gave him the final piece. He gave him the medical tyranny.
I don't know because governors did that. I think once he saw this, you know what I mean? Like he's like, "Well, you know what? I'm not going to impose freaking lockdowns."
He was going to do a fucking quarantine in New York. He's going to tri-state area because that was the area that was blowing up in the beginning. For the first 2 weeks, and then he was talking about it. He came out and he was like, "Oh, I'm thinking about doing a quarantine of the tri-state area." Cuomo, Murphy, and the other cuck from fucking Connecticut. "Okay, you can't do that. That's a okay." And then he's like, "Yeah, we need to lock it down." And boom, he supported people forget he supported the lockdowns in the beginning.
He did, and a lot of people supported lockdowns. You gave everybody
the permission to fucking keep them down.
A lot of people supported lockdowns in the first, 14 or 15 days to stop the spread. A lot of people did. Nobody can come out and say, "Oh, we never."
The first thing I said, you were going to cripple the economy. I said this whole thing is going to cripple. But we're never getting out of it. I'm
pretty sure we can go back to our recordings here, and we all said, "You know what? Okay, 14 days to stop the spread." We all agreed. Everybody, the whole world agreed to this. That's why we're in the situation that we're in. Hindsight is 2020. But here we are now, and he has come out. Look, I'm not saying Trump is perfect.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we were.
We should go back and listen. Yeah, but
we need to go back. But
well, hold on, Saul.
Yeah, go ahead.
I disagree only in there's only one person out of the four of us that I can absolutely say from the very beginning was pulling bullshit flag on it.
Jeremy.
And that was Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy was the only one of us that was like hard pressed,
right,
true to the, from the very beginning to the very end about his opinions about all of this. The rest of us, I think, yeah, you're right. At some point, I think every single one of us, I know me for sure. I absolutely will say, because I was scared and I had gone eight weeks without seeing my mom holy fuck. So I know I can honestly say I was part of that. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what not to believe, but I need to see my mom.
If somehow you did get this, give it to your mom and she died the next day.
Yeah. It's not even feeling like an asshole. It's that's,
I killed mom.
Yeah.
That's what they did. That's like the fear of I'm going to kill grandma.
They absolutely put the fear of God in us.
So there wasn't a lot of uncertainty, right? We didn't know, right? There wasn't enough data. Right. A lot of it was speculation. Oh, it's increasing here, it's increasing there, but we didn't have numbers. And then when the numbers started coming out, that's, you know, but we all did. We all had our, "Well, you know, this is freaking weird." But okay, fucking 14.
We watched it in China, yeah. And again, we were watching this in China. We did shows where we're like, look at fucking China. We're looking at the airport, and then you saw the guys in the hazmat suits just spraying the fucking air.
The trucks that were like just
going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the
and that would never happen in America. And fucking sure as shit not.
What, Jeremy?
I forgot.
Yeah, look,
I forgot. It's fine.
Look, I'm gonna continue with what we're talking about. So, I think with the whole fucking Biden, this guy, dude, fucking senile man, dude.
Who?
Joe Biden. Yeah. So Joe Biden has a town hall with CNN. And the guy can't even fill, a gym. What the fuck?
My butt is clean.
I'm glad I looked at
my butt. My butt is clean.
In the fuck.
I'm glad I did not see anything.
Oh, dear Lord.
I just put that shit on the butt.
I saw purple underwear. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I wipe my butt.
Please wipe my butt. Okay.
Big Daddy, I wipe my own ass.
Yeah. Anyway, oh Jesus. Well, how do you recover from that? You don't, I guess. Okay. No, so
I'm sorry, Saul. What were you saying? Back to you in the studio, Saul.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say before Heidi decided to moon the whole salty show is that this guy can't fill a freaking stadium and or a freaking gymnasium. And then you had Trump, you know, a few days later, and he's, you know, literally fills out I don't know how many people. It was thousands of people in that room. And again, we're supposed to believe that this is the guy that lost. I don't remember Obama filling up places like this after his presidency.
In England, they're flying Trump 2024 flags. Yeah. Come on.
So this is why I'm very adamant about saying this is why I think the Republican Party shot themselves in the foot when they turned their back on this guy. Okay, because whatever we want to say about Trump, that maybe he causes, I don't think so. The man attracts. He wields a lot of power, dude. He does with the base. Now, you know, I have them calling me, you know, the Republican Party. I saw a letter earlier today and, you know, calls that I keep getting asking me for money because they're panicking, you know, asking for more money so that, you know, they can combat the left and the you know, telling me that I should be concerned, you know, and that we need to help fight. And honestly, you know, this is the GOP, the Republican Party. Yeah, the Republican Party, the GOP, send me
a letter to Pennsylvania or just in general, the whole thing.
Yeah, Ron McGahn, general, you know, the GOP, you know, they always ask for money.
Emailing, you know, they're sending me letters, you know, because you register, this is what happens. And it's the same. I'm with you.
I'm not registered Republican.
It's bad.
It's nonstop. It's nonstop calling.
It's annoying.
So here's what I say. As I'm with you, Tim, fuck you, Ronna Romney McDaniel. That's her name. Fuck you and fuck the GOP established. Not one more dime until they grow some fucking balls and a backbone. Not until they apologize for the betrayal, like Tim says, of fucking the injustice that's happening out there in Washington today for those January 6th political prisoners. No more. And until they all come out and say this is bullshit and garbage, they're not going to get one dime from me. And I recommend you don't send them a goddamn dime because we need a clean house. House needs to be clean before I donate one more cent to these people. And, you know, I love this because a great display of what happened at the rally, you know, when a modern day Judas was booed off stage there in Phoenix, Arizona. She goes by Michelle Ugenti, you know, who recently.
She's hot, by the way.
Tim is hopeless. You know, she
wipe her ass?
Yeah. She recently killed an election integrity bill in Arizona, and she got booed. And I want to show you this just because it's, in my opinion, this is beautiful. This needs to happen everywhere. So again, Michelle Ugenti killed an election integrity bill in Arizona.
Did she say why?
Oh yeah, because according to her, it didn't go far enough. This is according to her. It didn't go far enough. Okay. And another person were the ones who killed it. She sided with the Democrats to not get anything. But what happened was, and this is a lot of people are speculating. was that she had her own version of an election integrity bill shortly before that, that Kelly Townsend had said, we're going to go with this one. She got mad and got petty. And so she's like, well, then you're not going to get my vote. That's what that fucking was. And so she decides to show up to the Trump rally. She goes to the Trump rally and she thinks, oh, you know, I'm just going to give my speech, not mention anything about, oh, guys, this is why I didn't vote on this, because, you know, people are paying attention. And this is another thing that I love to see, because to me, that told me the crowd is paying attention. People are watching what's happening. So what happens? She goes up there and she thinks she's going to give a speech in front of all these people. And guess, look at what happened. Beautiful. Loved it. Keep watching.
Listen, I am running to be your next Secretary of State. I'm going to win the primary. Thank you very much.
So
Go ahead.
Real quick, a couple weeks ago, we were touting that Arizona won that big, big Supreme Court fucking case about, you know, Arizona won their voter integrity Supreme Court case about ballot harvesting and everything is not good. Like they can't do it here. Some bullshit, whatever that big case was that caused Biden to go back into Jim Crow and the filibuster. That was her. This is where you gotta be. You're booing the same person that fought against the shit that the Democrats were doing. Right. You booed her off stage. So that's where I say you can't look at everything as pro Trump or you're an asshole. Like, you got to get answers from people. You know what I mean?
But okay, so here's what I say to him.
If it wasn't for her, we'd be ballot harvesting right now. We'd be fucked in 2022.
Well, here's what I'll say.
Saved this state in 2022.
Just throw
that out there.
Here's what I'll say. You make a valid point, right? She's been doing stuff. But however, if her down vote was her making a calculated move because nobody voted for her fucking bill and what Kelly Townsend killed
That's
it.
Petty.
It's petty. And to me, I think that's what people were booing is saying, you cannot come here with your feelings fucking butthurt and think that you're going to, because this isn't critical. This is beyond you. This is not about you, whatever, Ugenti or whatever her fucking name is. It's not about you. This is about, we got to save this country and we're running out of fucking goddamn time. And you think there's going to be another time to pass this bill? And oh, because you didn't go according to the way you wanted. This is why I didn't like it. Now, she wants to be in charge of the AZ, you know, elections, because that's what the secretary, whatever, does. Right. Mm-hmm. And she can't support a bill that would have done just that. Now she has her reasons. Right. But one thing that I did want to mention was the portion of the bill that she objected to was a clause that dealt with the chain of custody. This is a portion of the bill that she was saying, hey, we need to have this, right? She said, we need to remove this portion of the chain of custody. And so this is why I ask, well, why? What was the reasoning behind that? Now, she could have gone on that speech and said, folks, I understand. Here, let me explain myself, because I know this seems very radical. No, instead, if you would have heard the beginning of that speech, she was talking about, you know, the country here and our history and that. And she was like, bro, you got to answer something that you just did where the people are
politicians
really angry.
Never answer, though.
Exactly.
Politicians, you know, no politician ever answers a fucking question they get asked.
Great.
Ever notice that?
And so she shows up and she has the audacity to show up to a rally about election integrity. And that's why I love what happened. She wanted to do that. So I love it. Get booed off. Now, here's one thing that you got to look at, because she also said, why won't you listen to me? Right. She clamored. You heard her. And to me, it's like, no. This is not how this works. You have to listen to the people. And so for me, it was like, how is she so confident she's going to win? Because if you heard her, she's like, I'm going to run and I'm going to win. And she leaves the stage.
Yeah, I'm going to win that primary.
That's not what who fucking talks like that. You don't represent
Bolick,
the people
who she's running against. Yeah, she's running against Bolick. Bolick is actually much better than her.
Now, for me, again, I look at that, I look at what she says, and I wonder what kind of deal she made. I listen to a lot of people are saying, well, what the fuck? Why would you kill this bill and then not answer and think you're just going to show up to this election integrity meeting after you just voted this shit down? The audacity. Now, again, yeah, a lot of people were questioning what the fuck is going on and why she's being so petty. Now, I think this is a good thing that happened. It tells you that people are paying attention. And I think before something like this, you know, I think it would have gone unnoticed. I think she thought she was going to be able to, you know, slide in and say her little speech and go unnoticed. But people are paying attention. And I love this. And I think it sends, again, a message. People are done with these fake ass politicians. This is a message to the weak ass Republicans who want to fucking have petty shit. What? No, we're done. We're done with this. There's something far more important, and we have to save the country. No more. If you're not actively fighting to clean up this election fraud that just happened, folks, that took place, your days in office are numbered. You know, your days of paying lip service are numbered. I let me finish this, because I think I'm angry, because we want fighters. We need fighters, because the left today, Tim, they're ruthless. They're ruthless and they're vicious.
I'm not debating
that. And I think for far too long, you know, these hyenas have mocked. They have, dude. They've mocked the citizens because they get in power and I'm going to win.
They hate
whatever.
You. They it's hate like, what? You. Both sides hate you. It's the unit party, the Mitch McConnells and all that.
Fuck
you know em. How much they, you know how mad they are that their voter base now is the blue collar. You know how much they hate that. They hate the fact that some fat motherfucker in Mississippi is their fucking base. They knew they were out there, but now that they're involved and they're looking at it, that's why they fucking hate Trump, because they can't do their shit. Because people looking at McConnell going, why are you fucking siding with them on this infrastructure bill that's going to fund the Green New Deal? Why are you okay with a reconciliation of that could give them $5.5 trillion? For what? For a light bulb that fucking lasts an extra hour? Get the fuck out of here. The game is over and they hate you, because McConnell and Graham and all them, all those entrenched motherfuckers, they were playing the same game as the Democrats. They're the ones who started it. Don't kid yourself. The Republicans started that because they really are the minority party. They were for a long time. And the only way to stay in was they had to cheat, because the Democrats knew the way to win elections is you got to get the people, the poor people. And that's what they did. That's what they did. That's so, what they did.
Well, hold on.
They've
a
been
second.
Rigging elections forever, and the Democrats just got better at it.
So you're saying that they've rigged the Republicans, McConnell, whatever, have been rigging
elections.
Why do you
think they're not?
Hold on. They're rigging elections, and yet nobody on the Democratic side threw up a flag saying, hey,
they did,
like the Republicans did
they
this
did.
Year.
Look, Gore Bush. That's the biggest flag right there.
I don't you think that was cheating it. From the Republicans.
Nothing dead came people. Out of that.
Dead people were voting in fucking Florida. Why do you think Florida cleaned up their fucking act? Because
that's fine. Everybody, all of the states should be cleaning up their elections.
That election is when it flipped. I'm sorry.
Flipped to what?
That's when the Democrats said, fuck it, we're never going to lose this shit again like that.
Oh, I don't think so.
So they thought,
I don't think it was. Why do you think Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and all those fucking cucks are not even talking about a goddamn thing about the election, the audit, or the fraud? Because you're seeing fraud coming out every day. And they're silent.
I don't think it was exclusive to Republicans. I think this is a politician thing. I don't think it was the Republicans were doing it and the Democrats felt that. You know, I don't buy that.
I think they've been doing it a lot longer than the Democrats.
There's no evidence to that.
You
exactly.
have no proof of that.
You're just saying that.
You just
look. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to go there.
You go back.
Listen, hold on, Tim. If you have any sort of proof, then that's fine.
Gore Bush is all the proof.
That's not proof.
That is proof. They proved that these motherfuckers died, that they were dead people voting, and the Supreme Court still didn't.
Who did they vote for?
The Supreme Court overturned it.
No, who did
Gore
the dead
was
people
called,
vote for?
And then the Supreme, huh?
Who did the dead people vote for?
They voted for Bush.
I doubt that.
In that 2020 election, that thing was all, yeah. Dude.
2020?
I'm sorry, the 2000 election. The 2000 election.
Yeah, look,
go back to that, dude. No. I watched all. That's where I was like, "Fuck it, I'm done voting." I was like, "I'll never vote again."
No, that's your opinion.
I learned. I'm like, this shit.
That's okay. Look, I've been following politics for a long time, and
me too.
During that,
me too.
No, you just started following. Stop it. No, you haven't.
I haven't voted.
This guy is just fucking voted. Talking bullshit now. Okay. All right. We're going to leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. But as we do on every episode, we're going to leave it on a happy note.
Yay.
I only got one today.
What?
This one's actually, it's
political. We're voting you out, Saul.
But it's funny. And it's called, I'm going to start. Come on. Jesus. Where's my.
Okay. Well, while you're waiting for that, I've got, hold on, Rennie.
What?
It's a new Dr. Seuss book. Things I will put up your ass if you don't shut up about that mask. Okay, here's one more for you.
Go for it.
Charlie Brown's contemplating under a tree. It all started with bicycle helmets, and now it's everyone gets a trophy. Kids don't know what it's like to feel pain when they do something stupid. Stupid should hurt.
Stupid does hurt. Yeah, exactly. whether you try to protect your kids from it or not, stupid still hurts.
You got more?
No, okay. I just had the two.
Let me play this one. I'm gonna start.
You and Josh are not allowed to talk anything about vaccinations or any kind of politics.
Why?
If you were liberal.
He's a liberal?
Yes, and just, I'm dead serious, leave it alone. He's like, he like thought about it, he's like, I won't say anything.
Oh, Josh is outside. I'm gonna go say hi.
No, yeah, but I'm serious. Yeah, don't even start.
I'm a start.
Sometimes
did she actually film her? Did she film herself talking to Josh?
I would have loved to have seen that.
Haven't you sometimes done that? You're like, don't remember. Oh, I'm gonna start. poke the bear. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Salty Show. All right, let me repeat it because Jeremy likes to cut people off.
What? I don't cut people off.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Motherfucker. Are you done?
You should keep it all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms.
Platforms.
I don't know where we're on.
Instagram.
I don't know what's
Instagram.
Happening.
Instagram.
Find us on
Instagram.
And TikTok.
You can find me on Twitter. You know, at the Salty TTT. You can find me there. You can find Saul at The Real Salty.
You can find
Twitter.
Him with some HPV. We're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. Adios.
Good talk.
See ya.
I want my butt! My trash!